it's occurring to me that all the elements of this struggle of in-game time we are in are represented by, are contained and condensed in the seizing of the body of Prince. The system's seizure of it after his death. He is our prophet. He belongs to us, to all of us. Should we not know the results of the examination of it? And whether it showed signs of extreme torture by EMF? Their claiming of the body of Prince was but their intended penultimate play of a long struggle over it. The last, they hope, being the permanent naming of him. Their lies set in the historical record to deceive and defraud future generations. The torture of Prince is the torture of all of us, compressed and intense. But we must never forget that a singled out target's torture with EMF is different, more isolating, more physically and spiritually disturbing, as an invisible and literal invasion to claim of the body. Every minute of Prince's life since their torture of him began at age 20 or so was an intense battle for possession of his own body. That's what being tortured with EMF means. No one who has not been tortured by this weapon could possibly appreciate the feat of strength and love expressed in Prince's enduring it for over 35 years. The heart of the man simply cannot be equaled. Prince's story is the story in concentrate of our fight for possession of our bodies.
Sweet baby, hold your tears back now. Better days gonna come your way. Oh yeah, sweet baby.